It's the discussion of the Dunwoody Volunteer Coordination Committee.
Yes, please.
Okay. L2 will be a discussion of the Dunwoody Volunteer Coordination Committee, and the chairman is here. Unless he got tired and went to sleep, no, he's still there. And I would ask that the council's indulgence that we ask him to come forth and... this is Bill Tobin. Bill is the chairman of Dunwoody Volunteer Coordination Committee, which is a coordination committee which I will let him tell you a lot about. But this is something that we're very big on. As you notice, the Clean Shine Fits Up Dunwoody Days was the first event that we pushed forward that with over 250 volunteers here in the city. Bill, step up to the mic there if you'd like.
I think the audience is both this side and that side, so sure. If I stand here, I can probably catch everybody. My name is Bill Tobin, and I've had the pleasure with my wife, who have lived here for 30 years and raised our family, and I always call Dunwoody Camelot. But a few months ago, Denny said he had an idea, and I've learned that when generals have ideas, that lieutenants then have missions. And so I decided to go ahead and write a mission statement, because he's asked me to chair this committee. It's a very unusual committee. It is not a committee of volunteers. It's volunteers who want to coordinate and communicate and publicize other committees who are doing things, okay? So I'm not going to sit here and read this word for word, but I do want to paraphrase certain things that we do. We are here to meet the civic needs of the city of Dunwoody. That would be you and I, the residents, you and I, the business people, and also the elected officials. We're going to do that by promoting volunteerism, by facilitating the person who wants to be a volunteer to get to the right committee at the right time, and we're going to establish a database to actually walk us through this. A database that you, as the person who belongs to a certain committee, may or may not want to share with me as the city representative. That's fine. You keep your database, but let me at least know what button I can push to get to a person who can tell me what volunteer I can use for what particular festival or what particular event. That's imperative. Your membership, as these people know, is one per council member. I'm the chair. I report to these folks here. As a taxpayer, you'll be glad to know that we have a zero budget. We have no money. We intend to keep it that way. And that's just the way we're going to do business as volunteers. There's a very, very important sentence in here that I do want to read to you, quote verbatim. And that is at the very end here, where we talk about the values and the visions that we had that we share with the council. And that sentence is this: we must be mindful that we are not another layer of government being superimposed upon an already existing committee. We are not another layer. You have your committee. We're going to support you. We're going to help you. We're going to get you publicity. We're going to make sure that the city coordinates if you need police protection or whatever. I've told my people that the key words that we operated with are: we communicate, we coordinate, we cooperate, and when asked, we assist. We share your values for effective government, effective leadership. And kind of interesting, in closing, I talked to the committee members and I said, let's just come up with a motto. I said, you know, what can be our motto? And we come up with the following motto: yes, together we can. Now, do you have any questions or comments? I do have one thing that's kind of interesting that I did follow the Lemonade Day folks. This committee is 2-0. We have 2 wins and no losses. We supported, we sent our people over to the North Atlanta Church of Christ for Cleanup Day. We provided them with volunteers for their committee. And when Lemonade Day occurred, I personally got in touch with about 12 or 14 of our members. I gave them Jim's name and phone number, his email, and I said, just go on over there and help out, because he was really hurting for volunteers. I can't sit here and tell you who went, what they did, and what day they were there, but we did send people over there for Lemonade Day, so that's we have 2-0. One of our stumbling blocks, and it's my fault, we're going to try to establish through the TI of the city into the website of the city. Will you come on to the website, and in the upper left-hand column, there's the quick picks, I think it's called. We're going to tab down and get a committee tab there, so then people, when they respond, they can just go right into that, and then we as the committee can get their name and Xerox and website and all that sort of thing. We're going to work with the city on open house. In terms of whatever the city wants to do, we're going to provide volunteers for that. And then one of our members is the co-chairman or co-chairperson of the 4th of July parade, so we already have a person in there who we can push a button for that. Having said all of that, if there's any questions or comments, or if any of you have any thoughts on this, please. Dick Williams, I'm going to give you a copy of this, but I'm going to ask you, please, can you wait till I get that website before we go public? It would make a lot more sense if we did it that way.
No questions, sir.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate that. Warren, I appreciate you working with me. And Denny, is there anything we miss?
I just like to add, you know, if you build community, we have a lot of, where this came from, we have a lot of folks that said, hey, what can I do to help? And that's how you build community. You know, you build community through that. Not just, you know, hey, what are you going to do for me? Remember the words of John Kennedy many years ago? Ask not what you can do for your country, or ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. And I think we want to try to establish this database of people that will spectrum wide out there. You know, Mrs. Brown is all of a sudden a widow, and I hope Mrs. Brown isn't here. But she needs a little help with her taxes. We might have a retired gentleman or lady who's an accountant that might go over and help her. And that's what I want to see. That's my vision. That's our vision up here on the council. That's Mayor's vision. And I know that's Bill's vision. So we would really like to see this thing expand and get this database and really become a community of doers and helpers to each other and our fellow citizens. Thanks, Bill, for jumping in on this. Okay. Any more questions or discussion on that? John, anybody? Okay. Okay. With that, we'll go to, I guess we're on L4, which is the first read of the ordinance to amend Chapter 25. Karen, would you read that? Am I in the right number?
Chapter 14.
Yeah, I think it's actually Chapter 14, Land Development.
I got so many scribbles here. And I couldn't. Okay. It's the old item I3, Sharon.
Chapter 14.
And that will be L3. Sorry for all the changes, Sharon.
It's okay. An ordinance amending Chapter 14 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by making it consistent with latest state requirements.
Okay, this is the first read, but discussion is allowed and encouraged. Anyone want to discuss this whatsoever? Robert?
I'll be glad to repeat what I said at the work session. We did have an opportunity to discuss this last week when we originally passed all of our ordinances. One of the few changes that we made, and it was at my behest, was that we increased the size of the stream buffer that you couldn't violate. The state requires that stay at 25 feet, and we extended it to 50. In the hopes of protecting the relatively small number of streams that we still have in Dunwoody. I think it was well-intentioned and probably poorly executed. It made it impossible for people who already had encroached to do anything with their property, right? They were out of compliance and there was no way to get back into compliance. And so after a fair amount of discussion, it looks like the most appropriate thing is to go back to the 25-foot limit and to give the Dunwoody Zoning Board of Appeals the capability to make the judgment call as to when it's appropriate and when it's not.
Yes, I think that's a pretty good explanation. The whole idea here is not that we're just going to be an automatic. The Board of Appeals still has to approve. But there were some conditions, and I think we had five or six
cases already of residents who had problems, and because of this, couldn't take a tree down because it was not, even though it was about to fall on their house. So that incorporates it. Any more discussion on that issue? Okay. And now, Sharon, would you...